With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Donald Trump's sentencing in his New York criminal case delayed until September 18th, so the former president can present new arguments that his conviction should be tossed out in light of Monday's Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity. The sentencing, which had been set for July 11th, will now take place less than 2 months before Election Day. Fordham University law professor Cheryl Bader says she doesn't see Trump's delay granting immunity impacting his guilty verdict.
Even if you consider the underlying crime of unlawfully promoting an election, which elevated the falsification of business records to a felony, Trump was clearly a candidate at the time. He was not the president acting in an official capacity.
Also at SRNnews.com, the UN says humanitarian agencies in Sudan facing looting on an industrial scale since the beginning of the war between the army and the Rapid Support Force.
The Rapid Support Forces have captured large areas of Sudan from the army, including much of Darfur. A senior UN official says in almost all of these RSF-controlled areas, there's been systematic looting of aid. The UN says there has been an increase in the number of lorries crossing the Chadian border into Darfur, but the fighting's gone on now for almost 15 months, and every day the Sudanese state continues to collapse. The military generals on both sides have prioritized winning the war over the well-being of the population. Aid agencies say a famine is now inevitable in Sudan, with 25 million people urgently needing food assistance.
BBC's Will Ross. Hurricane Beryl is bringing fierce conditions to Jamaica. Very strong winds and heavy rain. Category 4 storm earlier killed at least 6 people. This is SRN News. San Francisco wrapping up its Gay Pride Month.
And possibly some illegal acts. The city's Pride Parade might be the biggest in the U.S., and multiple observers say it featured nudity before crowds that included children and other acts that cannot be described here. Numerous individual reports and cell phone footage posted on the web seem to depict violations of law at the parade. Ironically, the FBI and ATF were represented at the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The only 3 Republican women in the South Carolina State Senate helping Democrats derail a total abortion ban last year. Now GOP primary voters booting all 3 out of office. Voters removed the 3 lawmakers from the primaries last month. And officials say they've actually stuck a finger in the eye of a lot of conservative folks. Now they're gone. South Carolina, one of the most pro-life states in the country. This is SRN News. Tesla's global sales falling for the 2nd straight quarter, despite some price cuts and low-interest financing offers.
It's another sign of weakening demand for the company's products and electric vehicles overall. The Austin, Texas company says it sold nearly 444,000 vehicles from April through June. That's down 4.8% from 466,140 sold the same period a year ago. But the sales were better than the 436,000 that analysts had expected.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting that demand for EVs worldwide is slowing, but still growing for most automakers. Tesla, with an aging model lineup and relatively high average selling prices, has struggled more than other manufacturers, but retained its title of being the electric vehicle sales leader in the U.S. and around the world. More details at srnnews.com.